Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. When the human genome was first sequenced, it took 10 years and $3 billion. Since then, the cost has fallen to a few thousand dollars, and companies will soon do it for less than a grand.
So anyone can mail out a tissue sample and in return get a USB drive of their DNA sequence. But is it really worth it?
One of the great promises of this technology is that one day, doctors will routinely practice personalized medicine to identify a person's susceptibility to developing disease, how that disease will progress, and how the person will respond to different types of treatment.
Certain genetic disorders are easily predictable based on the inheritance of a few genetic variances. For example, inheriting two hemoglobin genetic mutations can cause sickle cell disease.
Other examples include muscular dystrophy, hemophilia, and Huntington's disease, which are among an estimated 4,000 single gene disorders. Genome sequencing will likely identify more of these simple genetic disorders involving one or a few genes.
However, the vast majority of diseases are much more complex and involve multiple genes and how they influence disease development. As a result, the potential of genome sequencing will be limited until scientists are better able to understand how disease develops.
But when a genetic test clears someone of susceptibility to developing a certain disease, it's not a free pass because environment and lifestyle are critical factors. It means their risk is equal to the general population.
While genome sequencing is becoming affordable, there's little a person can do with the information for now. Also consider how such private information could be misused by insurance companies or potential employers.
Always ask about a company's privacy policy before deciding to plunk down the money for this type of test. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.